Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to Live Your Lux Life. I'm your host, Malia, and I am happy to have you here with me on my weekly show, sharing inspirational stories, motivating each other, and sharing great products and tools to help you live your best life. Tune in weekly and visit liveyourluxlife.com to follow us on social media and catch more news, stories, and reviews. All episodes are copyrighted. If you would like to support the show, please consider becoming a premium member at premium.liveyourluxlife.com. Premium members always receive ad-free episodes, discounted merch, and participate in our Ask Me Anything community. This all helps to support the show and bringing you weekly content.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are getting into mindset this week and how practicing the skill can change your life. But first, our quote this week is from Babe Ruth. His quote reads, "Never let the fear of striking out stop you from playing the game." I love this quote, and it's right on point with this week's topic of mindset. Could you imagine not playing this game of life that we all have by not giving yourself a shot? When you look at a glass, is that glass half empty or half full? Do you ever question if your reality is actually the reality at hand in the moment? We all question our decisions, or just question the way we perceive a situation that brings us to the decisions that we make. If we all just lived in a world where every decision was not based on any gray area, just black and white or right or wrong, it would make everything so much easier. We would never second guess ourselves or how each decision that we make could affect our future. Mindset is everything. Mindset is not the same as motivation. Mindset is how your outlook is on the world and how you make your decisions or your mental attitude towards the life or the world. There are so many people that are extremely optimistic. And then there are so many people who are extremely pessimistic. There is nothing that you can tell a pessimistic person to make them see the glass half full or to even have a positive ending. There's nothing that you can tell an optimistic person to see the ending result in a negative way. Even if the result may not be in your favor completely, the optimistic person will take that negative outcome and turn it into a positive lesson and see it as it was meant to be. I truly believe everything happens for a reason. And I truly believe if something doesn't work out in my favor, sometimes it's to allow something better to come into my space or into my reality. I always feel the universe is conspiring to make my dreams come true and inspiring to make things work out in my favor that I could not make happen on my own. I want to share 5 great tips to help you in keeping a positive mindset. Number 1, as I just mentioned, turn a negative circumstance or a so-called failure into a positive. If you dwell in what could have been or what didn't happen, you could very easily miss the blessing in disguise. Sometimes delayed success or delayed positive results could be better than if it happened when you expected it the first time. Number two, talk positive to yourself. For anyone who knows me, knows that I have a habit of talking to myself. But I actually call it thinking out loud. Whether I'm working on a task or making a decision, there's something to hearing yourself speak out loud that gives you a different way to think about things. Sometimes things being said out loud sound differently than just thinking it to yourself silently. Keep those positive thoughts by saying things like, I can do this, or why didn't I think of this before? It definitely allows you to hear things differently, the same way as if someone else were saying it to you. So try it sometime. Number three, focus on the now. You don't want to put too much thought into past mistakes, just as much as you don't want to focus too much of the unknown of the future. Have you ever heard someone rationalize dozens of reasons of why they didn't want to try at something because of all the things that could go wrong? If you focus on the negative will find you. Just as much as if you focus on the positive, good things, positivity will find you, even if it's delayed after your initial attempt didn't succeed. Number four, practice gratitude in every part of your day. We sometimes take things for granted, from the bed that we sleep in, to the clothes that we wear, to the cup of coffee or tea that you have daily, let alone the vehicles that we drive just for basic transportation. If you take even 5 minutes a day to have thoughts of gratitude for everything that you enjoy in a day's time, this will put you in a place of content for the little or big things in life that we acquire. Then take it a step further and write these small things down in your gratitude journal if you have time. Number five, conquer a new skill that will increase your confidence. When you find yourself learning something that you've never learned before, your confidence shoots through the roof. If this happens seldom or never in a year's time, you don't get to experience this confidence boost that motivated you to realize that anything is possible if you just put your mind to it. This will show you that if you just believe in yourself, you can do anything. I actually have a bonus tip, number six. See the good in others around you. So many people always think the worst of others, or they are so paranoid that others around them are conspiring against them. This is detrimental to keeping your positive mindset. Try to first see that not everyone around you is out to get you. Give those around you an opportunity to show their good intentions for you, not just for them, but for yourself as well. Now, I know that not everyone deserves this benefit of the doubt based on their track record, but you can't prejudge everyone that comes across your path because of a bad experience you had with someone else. Give positive energy to those around you, and you might find yourself getting back that same good energy, if not more. Now, there are so many ways to keep a positive mindset, but these are just a few of my favorites, and we will discuss more at a later time. Now we have reached the end of season three. We will have a short hiatus before jumping into season four to close out this year. So stay tuned for more episodes soon. Thank you again for joining me for another episode. Follow us on Instagram at Live Your Lux Life. I'd love to hear how our episodes are helping you to achieve your dreams and goals.